Good morning, welcome to this Foodie Southwest audio boo. It's a nice, crisp autumnal morning in North Cornwall. I'm at Kew, which is not far from St Mabin on the A39. I'm here for the Camel Community Supported Agriculture, who today have been announced that they've been awarded £60,000 of lottery and funding, and also some local funding as well for their project. What they do here, basically in a nutshell, is they all get together and they grow their own vegetables. In front of me, where I'm standing on their what is a very large allotment space, I've got carrots in front of me, I can see celeriac, I can see the slightly aging remains of Jerusalem artichokes, I can see a sign that says broad beans, which they've been growing in the summer. A little bit further away, there is what's left of their huge glut of apples that they had left over from a harvest this this autumn. Last week they made about 40 litres of juice out of what they had, and they're just wondering what to do with the rest. Now, there's £60,000 worth of money they've been given. The majority of it will be going towards a polytunnel on the site, which is right next to the site, I should say, is right next to the St Kew Farm Shop. You may know it if you know the area. It's right on the A39 as you come north from Wadebridge towards Camelford. This pretty substantial looking polytunnel going up in the corner of the site at the moment is a metal skeleton with some piles of compost around it. Workmen busy on it, getting it all ready, and that's going to be used to grow all the delicate fruit and veg that they can't grow in the Cornish climate during the winter months, so things like salads and other leafy vegetables. What this place is really is a great example of people getting onto the land, doing things for themselves. I've been up here before, it's a great place. It's lots of local people coming together, they grow their own vegetables, they learn about how to grow vegetables, they get local school children up, other people up who want to learn about growing veg, and really it's a great example of getting people together. A little way away from me at the moment, there's around 20 of the volunteers who come up here, all ages. There's children, there's young parents, there's slightly older people, some who hopefully won't mind me saying they're a little bit retirement age, and they all get together. It's as much a social thing as a veg growing thing, I think. And they all really enjoy it, and it's getting and on top of that, they sell the surplus of vegetables that they get, to which money that they can put back into developing the land. The lottery money is helping them with that. It will give them the money to employ a part-time professional digger, gardener, and develop this further. And really, this is the kind of thing we should hopefully. It would be great to get more people doing. If you want to know more about this, there are details on my blog, www.foodiesouthwest.wordpress.com.